You may hear me say the term vignette or storyline. What I'm referring to is a short 2 to 3 minute concept that you're going to bring up and cast a vision for the seller. It is, for example, there are two kinds of buyers, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. There's rabbits and turtles. Rabbits are people with a sense of urgency. Buyers have been looking for 2 years. Turtles are looking for 2 years. I started that in the 1990s, talking about rabbits and turtles. Sellers got it instantly. I said, out of curiosity, are you looking for an agent? Now, this is somewhat rhetorical. Who's looking for rabbits or turtles? Rabbits meaning they have a sense of urgency. They're operating off of a deadline. The turtles say, you know, we don't have to move. We're in no hurry. You start thinking about who's a rabbit and does MLS market to primarily rabbits or turtles? It markets to everybody, but it can't delineate between who is the really serious buyer and who's not. It markets to everybody. It's a shotgun approach. Ideally, you're marketing your property to primarily rabbits. As a real estate agent, that's what we've done. We started building networking programs back in the 1990s to do what? To find rabbits. Where do we find rabbits? People that are leasing properties within a mile or two of your property, if they're paying high-end lease already and their lease is up, then we often can get that buyer to look at your property. How do we get them though? We go through the property managers. Property managers near that have properties under lease near you, they always know when somebody has to move because their lease is up. Same thing with third-party relocation companies. They have people whose job got transferred and they have to sell. So the question is, would you rather have turtles or rabbits? So what your agent, what you're finding here is you just had a little vignette. So a friend of mine golfs all the time, and I think there's 9 clubs. I don't golf every 10 years. But I remember one time he pulled each club out and started to explain to me a story when he found it was best to use the 9 iron. I'm not sure it's a 9 iron. You know, the 6 iron, the 4 iron, the 5 iron, versus the wood 1, wood 2, wood 3, things like that. The one he used in the sand traps. But he had a story behind every one of them, which was interesting how he described how he used them. You're a professional storyteller. You're not, if you will, a salesperson. You're here to build rapport. You're here to tell the people something different they never heard before. And you're keeping them intrigued and seeing what you're sharing to be relevant. I believe you'll be paid in direct proportion to the quality of your vignettes, your storylines. So like this first one here, are you going to listen to this vignette 10, 15 times, where if I were to stop you on the street and say, tell me about buyers, how many kinds are there? You say, Brian, glad you asked. There's 2 kinds of buyers. There's rabbits and there's turtles. Turtles been looking for a year or two. Rabbits have deadlines they're operating on. Oftentimes the buyers that are rabbits have to move. Turtles want to move. And the question is, as a seller, are you looking for, when you interview a realtor, turtles or rabbits? There you go. That is your rabbits and turtles. What I want to be able to do is introduce you to the idea of vignettes, storylines. You'll be paid in direct proportion to your ability to tell stories and tie it together. Thank you.